The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
In the meantime, let me tell you all about Irish Annie's, the tour coming to this country for 8 dates nationwide from the 2nd of April. And amongst the cast, you will find the actor and comedian Ricky Tomlinson, star, of course, of the iconic TV show The Royal Family. And he is with me now. Ricky, it is an absolute pleasure. How are you?
I'm on top of the world, sir. We're having a great time. People are loving us here. They're dancing in the aisles. They're singing along. It's like New Year's Eve every night.
Tell me a little bit about the story. What is Irish Annie's about?
It's just about a typical, because as you know, there's plenty of Irish themed pubs in Liverpool, and they all have Irish musicians on. So this is just an Irish pub with an Irish band on stage, and a lad who, like, he's Liverpool Irish, a lad called Asa Murphy, who wrote quite a few of the songs. So as well as having all the sort of favourite Irish songs, there's a few that he's written. And it's just about the regulars that come into the pub and what goes on and the crack they have between them. And I'm sort of a Jack the Lad, and I go in and, you know, and it's just a night of fun and entertainment, but really, really good Irish music.
And would you have found yourself, Ricky, growing up in pubs like that? As you say, I mean, kind of Liverpool, almost kind of like Ireland's second city in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, recently it was my wife's birthday, and she had the celebrations in a Liverpool Irish pub.
But
the lad
great.
Who comes over, especially from, he comes over from Spain, actually. We met him in Spain many years ago, and we've kept in touch with him. He's a tremendous singer, and he came over and done an hour, and then everyone else joined in. And it was a wonderful, wonderful night. She was thrilled to bits and really enjoyed her birthday, yeah.
How much did that that kind of Irish culture kind of pervade in Liverpool, the Liverpool you grew up in?
Oh, there was Irish people everywhere. And of course, I worked for many, many years when I was on the building sites. There was tons and tons of Irish lads. I worked with them for many, many years on the Wrexham bypass. And we all got along great. We had loads of laughs and loads of fun. And yeah, like Liverpool's always been, like, as you know, the skit and call it the capital of Ireland. But no, there's a great Irish community here. And it's not long ago I went to the, it's called the Irish Centre. We went to the Irish Centre, me and Asa, and we had a lovely night there. And he got up and done a few songs, and the people made us really welcome. So it's like the Irish part of Liverpool is part of my everyday life.
It's funny. I wonder, does it say something about Liverpool as a city that the Irish felt so welcome there? Because they went everywhere, but you never got... And listen, there's parts of London, of course, and Kilburn and all of that, where you'll find big Irish communities. But there was kind of much more a sense of alienation, maybe, in London for a lot of Irish people who moved over in the 1950s, 90s. They felt kind of outside the kind of the system, as it were. Whereas in Liverpool, I think they felt very much part of the city.
Of course they're part of the city, yet we make everybody welcome, and they're integrated, they've got their businesses, they've got their clubs, they've got their culture, and as I say, they've got the music scene tied up. They've got the music scene, that there's some plenty of real good Irish bars where like the music is all Irish, but live musicians, and they sing all the well-known Irish songs, plus like new ones, because as I say in the show, in Irish Annie, there's half a dozen brand new songs that Ace has written. And the crowd love them, and they all sing along. And I liken it to, I mean, because of an evening, that like the crowd is not quite as old as me, but they're quite getting on a bit. And it's like Glastonbury for pensioners. They're all up singing. It is. They're up singing, dancing, waving their programmes, signing in, dancing in the front aisle. It's wonderful. This is what a musical is about. And I love it, and they all take the mickey out of me. And, of course, when we finish the show, we don't just all get off. I go in the foyer, and last night I must have done 100 selfies for people and signatures, because I think that goes with the job. That goes with the job. They're coming to meet the cast, and we make sure they meet anyone in the cast you want to see. And we never stop anyone from taking a selfie. Never. It's part of the job. We love it. They seem to love it. And that's why the show up to now has gone from strength to strength.
I mean, I'm sure it must be great when you're involved in something like, you know, the royal family or Mike Bassett in the Major, all these things that kind of, I guess they become huge hits, maybe much bigger than you might have imagined. There's nothing probably quite like a live audience, though, is there?
Nothing. There's nothing like a live audience. And what we do, because I just played like a regular in the pub. Acer says to me, "Oh, I remember this. Tell them this. Tell them how you met Caroline Ahern. Tell them how you met certain people." And I tell them some of the people I've met in the business since I've been in the business. And I'm talking about big names here. And obviously stories about Caroline, because Caroline was a prankster. She used to play quite a lot of tricks on us. And about Nana. And we talk about all that, because the audience wants, besides wanting to hear the music and joining in, they want to know where you've been, what you've been doing, who have you met, what are they like. And at the moment, me and Sue Johnson have got a series on television over here called Ricky and Sue Take a Trip or Two. And it's gone down, they've only shown two episodes now, and it's gone down an absolute storm. People are loving it because it's normal. It's not contrived. It's the way we are. We meet ordinary people, talk to ordinary people, and I think people can associate, and they can say, "Blimey, that's great, that, you know, we've done that, we've been there." So as I say, I'm loving every minute of it, honestly.
When you kind of find yourself, you know, I mentioned kind of the royal family, and you talked about kind of working on the building site, and I mean, some people might be aware of kind of time spent in prison and everything around strikes kind of 50 years ago, my God. How did you go from that to acting?
Well, I had children. I had two small boys, and I was married, lived in a little cottage. And I was actually working on a site in Wrexham, the Wrexham Bypass, which was predominantly Irish lads. The labour force was predominantly Irish. And the general foreman was a giant of a man, and I got on so well with him. His name was Mick Mee. He was about 6'7", but he was great. And then, of course, when the strike came and I got arrested, and everyone knows now it was politically motivated, and I went to jail, and people now are only just finding out the facts about what happened. And then, as I say, we were pardoned after 47 years. But after we'd served our time, after that, I'd done 2 years in solitary confinement, on hunger strike. I wouldn't wear clothes, couldn't have visits. But I had to do what I'd done because we were in the clear. But it's only just now that this government is saying, "Well, look, okay, you know, we hold our ends up. It was a political thing. And you've been pardoned." But I really didn't want the pardon. You can keep the pardon. I didn't want to go to jail, but there you go. It's one of them things.
I mean, I know kind of the point in the mid-70s, there was a real sense, and it's kind of before my time, but, you know, from reading about it and listening to people talk about it, there was a real sense of kind of a Britain in a state of turmoil. And I just wonder, to a degree, do you think kind of Britain is back there? Kind of, would you consider kind of the political scene as being one of turmoil today, or is it just something you pay no attention to?
You see, what people don't understand is, not long ago, there was a Conservative MP who was murdered going about his daily work, and that's wrong. No one should go to work and get murdered.
But yeah, David Ames.
What they forgot is every single day that the building sites were operating, someone died. There was hundreds of deaths every year in the building industry. Thousands, if not tens of thousands, of serious injuries every year. And no one done anything about it till we had that one and only ever national building strike. And then, thank goodness, things have changed so much for the better. Conditions are better. Health and safety is 10 times better. So in a way, although me and Desi went to jail and we served a couple of years, and by the way, I was lucky I come out of it and got a new career. Desi Warren died from the treatment he got in jail because they were injecting him and giving him the liquid cosh. Well, I wouldn't take any of that. I didn't need any of that. I done my time, you know, I'm from a working class family. Myself, my three brothers, my mum and dad lived in a little two-up town terraced house with a cold water tap. That was it. So, you know, doing that jail, I mean, it sounds very brave and all like that, but I could have done it standing on my head. I've done it standing on my head. We were in the right. And when you're in the right, you can take all sorts of pressure. But I still love the lads in the building industry. I still hear from them. I still have loads of Irish lads who I meet from time to time, especially when I go for a drink in the Irish pubs in the city centre. And we have a natter, because most of them are still building workers. Most of them Irish lads are still building workers. So we've got so much in common.
Well, listen, some of those things you have in common, I'm sure, kind of explored and talked about and celebrated with the musical. It is called Irish Annie's. The tour is coming, as I say, 8 dates nationwide from the 2nd of April. And if you go online, just Google Irish Annie's, you'll find all the details about where it is happening. It is happening at the Civic Theatre in Tallaght, Liberty Hall in Dublin, Drogheda, Galway, Cork. You name it, you will find somewhere that will suit you. Ricky, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
God bless you. And you tell them, people, when they come to the show, don't dash out at the end of the performance. Wait in the foyer. Come and meet the cast. Come and take your selfies. Come and say hello. We're there for your entertainment. We love doing it. We just want to entertain you. We're looking forward to it.
Well, listen, that's a lovely message, I think, for people. And I'm sure it'll encourage people to go along. And as Ricky says, to hang around afterwards. You won't be turned away if you're looking for a selfie. Ricky Tomlinson, actor and comedian, Irish Annie's, like I say, is the name of it if you want to buy your tickets.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.